Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. This is kind of our Friday Aftercast, even though it's Thursday. Sorry to mess with you. Betty Rock and I are off tomorrow because I am going to my nephew's wedding.
And it's your wedding era.
Again, it is.
You have so many weddings this year.
This is what I'm finding out.
She sounds like such a little girl.
I know. I love it. It's my wedding era. Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying wedding era. Yeah. That's what all the Swifties are saying. I'm in my so-and-so era.
And it's funny thing is, it's coming from him. I didn't even doubt it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I am in my wedding
that's
era.
That's right.
There's a weird thing. That's a phenomenon that I'm realizing happens. When you're in your 20s or so, you end up going to a lot of your friends' weddings.
Sure. And you're broke as a joke.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, 15 bridesmaid gowns that you've gotten and that you could use again and never wear again. Like, and so you're like, okay, good, I'm done with this. But then years later, when you least expect it, it sneaks up on you because all of a sudden your friends' kids are getting married. Your siblings' kids are getting married. Yeah. Exactly. And you're like, oh, no, I thought I left this behind me. I'm back in a round of weddings. And then you marry a lady who loves weddings and you have to go to all of them. I could have gotten out of every one of these easy because they're all travel to weddings. Simple. And my wife is like, absolutely not. We are going to every one of your nephew and niece's weddings. I'm like, okay. And there's this one that my nephew is marrying this girl who's Jewish, and it is going to be a full-blown Jewish wedding, like to the nines kind of thing. I have to like dress up really nice and everything. And it's funny because I was giving my wife a really hard time the other day. She's like, oh my gosh, and it's so cool. All the guys have to wear yarmulkes. And without missing a beat, I go, no. And she goes, what do you mean no? I'm like, that's not my religion. She's like, yeah, but it's just putting on a thing, you know, for the culture of it. And I said, so I'm supposed to betray my religion. What if it was to put on some thing for, Islam? Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? It's not my religion. Mm-hmm. She's like, I know, but it's based in your religion. It's where your religion comes from. I said, I know, but it's not my religion. And she looks at me and goes, please tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding. And I'm like, also too, it's going to make my hair go down and I don't like that.
Oh, can't have that.
That's my bigger problem
but
than the religion.
But it would cover up a good multitude of your scalp.
You know what I should do is go, okay, I'll wear your yarmulke, but make it have hair plugs. So it looks natural for me.
You should totally do that.
I know. So so I will be going to that wedding. Then I'm officiating a wedding for my friend's daughter. So that one I'm looking forward to. That'll be fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing family at all the weddings and stuff because I do like seeing my family. My mom's going to be there, which is great. But it is a lot of travel and expense that you run into for other people's joy.
And just think, at some point, Haley's going to get married, and you think it's expensive now.
I know. I know. We did have a talk about wedding stuff this time, and I said, honestly, what do you want? Like, she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, that's good. And I said, I would do the Disney wedding for you. We would pay for that, like getting married at Disney, because she and her boyfriend both work there, and they love it, and they geek out about it and stuff. And so it would make sense. But you can only invite a certain amount of people, and then you could do like a party afterwards. But it's a really small group. And so I'm like, I would do that. That'd be great. And it's not as expensive as you think. It's way cheaper than my friend's wedding at like a wedding venue. Way cheaper. Like a third. At least a third.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I like this. But I don't know. I want to be so cheap on this thing, and I'm gonna get fought every step of the way. Yeah. I'm going to lose. You just like, Betty likes when I lose money. Oh, man. All right. So let's get into some of the stuff that we didn't do on the show today, like a new kind of strip club. Betty's like, where are you going with this?
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. It's a Chick-fil-A chicken strip club.
What?
Yeah, I know. You're still like, Chick-fil-A, believe it or not, is buying a restaurant site. At a strip club in Portland. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So there's this location that's been a strip club. Sadly, there was like a shooting there that somebody died in the parking
lot.
That's kind of serious. I know. But But this place has been other things. It's been Tony Roma's. It's been a Hooters. And so Chick-fil-A, I guess it's a good location. So they're buying this club, and I think they're going to tear it all down and start over with it. Hmm. But so, yeah, they're redeeming it. Jesus Chicken is redeeming the strip club location. They have offered all the women that work there jobs if they want them.
No, they have not.
No, they have not, but that would be funny.
You said it's a good location, but I mean, those are businesses, Tony Roma's and Hooters.
Yeah.
Like,
that went under.
If they can't get people in. Then
I've always wondered that. You see like a location, but Chick-fil-A, I think Chick-fil-A knows we'll beat all of these odds. But like other, we have them in my town where I live. There's this one location that's been about three different things, and it's right on the main drag. There's no reason why it doesn't survive. Mm. There's a light to get in and out of it, but for whatever reason, it's jinxed or something. But this was here's the most interesting thing about this, other than the strip club thing I thought was funny. They did the permits last year, so this has been in the works for a while, but they did the permits for the restaurant, and there's not a permit for a drive-thru. Like, that seems counter to what Chick-fil-A does.
Wait, so it's going to be a Chick-fil-A with no drive-thru?
A standing Chick-fil-A, possibly without a drive-thru, unless they're doing something else. I don't know.
You know, it's really weird, and I think we've talked about this before. There's a Sonic down the street from the station, and it's the only Sonic I know with a drive-thru.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then in Dallas, right near Love Airport, there's a Chick-fil-A that's only drive-thru. Like, they don't have a sitting area.
There's one of those up in Nashville.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this one is interesting if they go the opposite way, where mm-hmm. it's just seating and no drive-thru, because their drive-thrus are the worst. We went to the Chick-fil-A over here the other day, and I asked my wife and daughter, okay, we're going to lunch. We got to go to a fast place. Where do you want to go? And neither one of them can make up a mind. And I'm like, okay, we'll go to Chick-fil-A. I know you both like it. And they're like, yeah, hooray. And so as we pull in, I look at my watch. I'm like, you idiot. 12:30, noon, you know, basically packed all the way around the thing. Had to do two laps to get parking. Mm. And I'm like, dadgummit. Because the drive-thru messes everything up. But I went inside. We were the only people in line. I was like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is really good. But the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A is the worst.
I know you complain about the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, but I don't think there's anything to complain about. Like, I haven't had bad experiences at Chick-fil-A. They're pretty, while they are long, they are efficient.
They're great. No, as far as drive-thrus go, they're good at it. Like, even like when we walked.
You literally said they're the worst.
Yeah. The line is the worst. Like, it's a long line to get your food, and it drives me nuts. They as far as them working it, they've done the best you can do with a drive. If that drive-thru, was it Burger King? Like, the same amount of people, forget it.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, the line might be shorter at Burger King, but they're still going to get your order wrong.
Absolutely.
Whereas at Chick-fil-A, the line might be longer, but you're going to get what you ordered.
Like, for example, this is their people at Chick-fil-A are really good, though. So the line, you have to walk through the drive-thru now because it wraps around the building to get into the building. And they have a little crosswalk, and it was like cars were kind of blocked up, so I kind of had to go at an angle. And I tried to walk down to the crosswalk and go, because there was a guy working for Chick-fil-A right there, and he noticed that, and I had to go at an angle. He goes, I see you. You tried to use the crosswalk. Thank you. But yeah, not your fault on this one. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. So as I come back out, he remembers, and he stopped two cars and was like, here's your crosswalk, sir. I'm like, nice. Good on you, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the
they're
difference.
They're not going to do that at McDonald's.
No, they're not going to do that at McDonald's. They're going to spit on you as you try to, it's horrible. So anyway, there's that. You know, we've talked about recycling a lot, you know, and how you think you're doing the right thing by saving the planet, and you're so passionate about it, and God bless you, but so much of the stuff, a fraction of what you recycle actually gets recycled. Mm-hmm. ABC News did a thing the other day where they put, you know, my wife refuses to throw away, like, plastic grocery bags, refuses, always balls them up and takes them to Walmart or Kroger and puts them in the bin where they can be recycled.
Yeah.
She will not throw them away.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to share this story with her. ABC News put trackers in the Walmart bins of bags to see where they went and if they were recycled. And tons of their stuff leaves the country, goes to Malaysia, and is just burned, thrown in, like, where it's somebody else's problem. There are these illegal dumping sites for this kind of stuff that people live around, And it's not our problem. We don't see it, but it's still affecting somebody else, and it's still killing the environment, you know, if you believe in that. It's
Why
so
aren't
crazy.
They just recycling it?
Because it costs too much money to recycle. That's the fallacy of it. It costs too much money, and then the companies, it's cheaper for them to buy regular plastic than recycled plastic, so it hurts their bottom line, so they don't do it. They buy regular plastic. Hmm. And so the fallacy of recycling is it makes you feel good, but you're not actually doing good. That's the thing. And we do this. We do this inside of our faith. Mm-hmm. We do this inside so many things. We do something that feels good, but you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense, you mm-hmm. know, when you get down to it. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely want to show her this. And they do it from the perspective of a lady who lives, like, right at one of the towns. And, like, she's like, you are killing my family. You know, it's pretty heavy-handed. But it very rarely do you see stories that go counter to the narrative, mm-hmm. you know, and you're never going to see anything bad about Biden on ABC News. But like, this is an interesting thing that ABC News would go counter to the narrative.
Will this change Marty's way of recycling?
Probably not, because she's like, well, a little is better than nothing. But that's the problem. Like, I always hate things that are, you know, you're just doing it. Like when people change their profile picture, I call it slacktivism, like, instead of doing something that actually matters, you change your profile picture. Stand with Ukraine. You know, mm-hmm. what did you actually do? Did you donate? Did you help? Stand with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Recycle. And then you're not actually doing anything. Like, that's mm-hmm. the stuff that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to complain about something, I should do something. So I'm not going to recycle. That's me, like, complaining about it and doing the right thing. So.
You heard it here first. Yep.
He's
Wally at
WayFM.com. Making a difference.
Yeah, I am. Making a difference one bag at a time. Lady Rock, what do you got?
I have the 8 bad habits that make you age faster. And I know if you're a woman, you're constantly berated with the messages of, you look old, you can't have wrinkles,
but
don't
are
do
you?
It.
And who's doing
yes,
that?
Who? Because it's all on Instagram, it's on TikTok, it's on
okay.
all of them.
He's going to blame women.
Here you go. Right here, right now. How many influencers, how many guys have you seen on Instagram going, man, I got to tell you, ladies, you need to tighten your
None.
Skin up. Exactly.
None.
Who's doing it?
The women.
Women, you're doing it to each other.
Oh, I agree with
She's
you.
She's not going to argue that.
But what I'm saying is when you log on to TikTok or Instagram, you're not just bombarded with all of these messages saying, you need to do better. You need to look better. Like,
right.
you don't need to age. Age is
Guys
not appropriate.
Aren't. Yeah.
Guys don't deal with that. Women do.
Well, because we don't put it on ourselves.
Right.
That's the
but
thing.
I'm saying it doesn't matter that women are putting it on women.
Yeah.
The truth is women get this message all the time.
Mm.
Okay. So, and two, you will say
yeah.
you hear a lot about men leaving their wives, older wives, for younger women. So maybe there is some truth to it.
Well,
you hear stories of it, but I feel like it's not.
I've never seen it happen.
I feel like I've never actually seen a drastic example.
I do understand.
Except in celebrities.
Here's what I would tell you.
And too, like men can see what they think are perfect women
right.
on the wrong sites,
right.
or they can see them on movies, TV
right.
shows.
That's true.
And then you as a female are sitting there thinking, is he thinking that's what beautiful is? And he's
right.
looking at me mm-hmm. thinking, ooh.
Right. I get that. There is a subcontext of if this is what's considered desirable
mm-hmm.
to men,
mm-hmm.
then women are trying to accomplish that.
Yeah.
But they're the ones putting the pressure on each other, but because of the subcontext of this is what's seen as desirable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do understand that. And so it's whether it's women putting pressure on or whether it's women trying to help each other, it is a difficult thing. Because I've watched my wife internalize things. I've watched you internalize mm-hmm. things before. Things I've said about something I see on TV or somebody's appearance, and then you think, well, if you think that about her, then what do you think about me?
Mm-hmm.
And no one said that, but you internalize it, or my wife internalizes that.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like the same when you were talking about when you and Marty were dating, and you really liked the fact that she never mentioned John Bon Jovi
right.
or anything. She never said, ooh, he's hot
right.
or all that. You liked that.
I did.
So it's the same for women too. Like if you're sitting there talking to your man at a restaurant and you see his eye just
right.
gradually
right.
move over, miss eye contact because
right.
some young girl walked by.
Right.
It's the same thing.
I understand that. I do understand
so
that.
So you feel like you need to get in tip-top shape, no wrinkles, dyed hair, no gray hair. Yeah. But the thing is that the bar is getting so high that no woman can actually meet that mark have millions of dollars.
I understand that, and I want to clarify something. Like, the things that I've said about people on TV, I've not said, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. Oh, she's stunning. She's beautiful. I wouldn't do that because that's not what I do, but I have said, oh wow, she's looking rough, you know, and oh, she's gotten bigger, you know, and so like my things are like negative comments, to which then my wife internalizes, oh, if this is a star that you think has gotten bigger and I don't have the same body that I had when we got married, you must think that about me, you know, and so I see that, but I'm not like that pig that's out there going, oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
do that.
But I think for men, aging is more acceptable.
Yeah.
Whereas with women, it is not. So anyways, this might be helpful for you because these are some natural things you can do to prevent yourself from aging faster. One of those is smoking. Don't smoke. Don't vape. Don't do any of that. Stay away even from secondhand smoke because that can age you as well.
Poor Betty.
Oh. What?
You have to avoid secondhand smoke. You love yourself some secondhand smoke.
I do. Number two, too much sun.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to stock up on sunscreen. I know that we want a tan, but we can get the spray tans, maybe some of those tinted lotions, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But you do want that sun-kissed look.
And yeah. My wife does not like the sun. Dracula has a better tan than my wife. My wife will not go outside. Like,
she has your home as Antarctica inside.
Well, she's really, really scared of getting cancer like her mom, you know? And so I get exactly where it comes from.
So what does she do
when
she goes swimming?
She doesn't go swimming.
Oh, she doesn't. Does she wear shorts?
Yeah, she wears shorts. She won't wear like a bathing suit per se. Well, she'll wear a bathing suit, wear shorts over it. We just got her, because we're going to Hawaii in October, I think. Uh-huh. And we just got her a swim shirt that's a long sleeve swim shirt that's like anti-UV. And the only thing she'll do is Lazy River. We got her on a Lazy River recently, which I was pretty impressed. But it was an indoor Lazy River. But you know what? Baby steps. Baby steps.
Oh, goodness. Another one, a bad diet. If you eat a lot of processed food and stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat, that can make your skin age faster.
Mm, I don't believe that one.
Not exercising. We need to exercise. We can lose bone and muscle mass. So just...
I found
that
exercise. I'm not like working out or anything, but I have like two shoulder injuries that I have to get worked out. And I'm finding because I favor them and I can't lift a lot of things because of them. Like they just give way that now I feel it like in my triceps and in my arms, like they've gotten weaker. Mm-hmm. Like if I had to defend myself right now, I would be in a lot of trouble. I mean, I would be like just flailing with my wrists and hope to smack somebody so hard it knocked them out with my wrist.
And that little jingling sound you heard, that's his
bracelet. That's my bracelet, yeah. So I'd hope they'd laugh at me so hard that they wouldn't kill me.
The last two, bad sleep. You'll look younger longer if you make sure you're well rested.
You know what? I'll tell my wife that. I'm like, you're doing great on the sun. You're not eating well and you're not sleeping. So that's your problem. And then she will say, well, I can't sleep. Because she sleeps so bad.
Don't. Well, that might be you.
No, I good clean living on me. I'm out in 5 minutes.
And then finally, chronic stress, long-term stress. Mm. It limits your body's ability to repair itself.
I'm surprised water wasn't on that list. Like, drink so much water.
Yeah, I have heard like you need to drink a lot of water to keep yourself hydrated. Because when you're dehydrated, maybe that goes with the bad diet.
Yeah.
Because sugars can dehydrate you.
Yeah. Stress is a big one. Like, I think about my wife and like I'm like, what do you have to be stressed about? Like, your life is pretty great. Betty's like, I would want her life.
Her life.
I know,
is
right?
Like my dream.
Me too. I want her life. You kidding me? Like, my daughter is taking a new job and she's probably going to have to go to Spain to shoot some promotional videos and stuff for it. And they asked my wife if my wife wanted to go. With them, and she's like, oh, I can't. That just wouldn't be fair to Wally. But, like, my wife could drop go.
Yeah, 9 days?
Yeah.
Just go?
Yeah. And I can't.
Who can do that?
Yeah, I know, right?
No one but Marty.
Yeah, I know. I got to come to work, and Betty and I still got to go to work, you know? But fortunately, she's not. She did the right thing by not going.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She was like, that's not fair. I'm not going to do that.
So that was the only reason, though, that she said
probably.
Would have been free, though, right?
No, we would have to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
No. If it was free, I would have told her to go.
Yeah.
Honestly, okay. I'm like, go.
Totally.
But she's like, I don't want to do Spain without you, bud. Like, so I'm like, good, thank you. That's good. That's the right answer.
She doesn't She's telling you she doesn't want to do it without you.
But she would.
She'd drop you in a heartbeat.
Oh, I know, I know.
Spain if it didn't look bad.
Disney in Spain, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. If it was France and Euro Disney, yeah, she'd go. then I wouldn't even falter.
She'd be like Wally Who.
Yeah. So, yeah, so she has. Too. Yeah, she definitely has
that
life.
That's the thing, too, that, you know, as single women, it's not fair. Like, as a married woman, you can be taken care of
right.
and stay home.
Right.
I would love to be a married woman.
You don't get that. Me and too. Two, with a married as a married woman, you can have a bridal shower.
Yeah.
You can have the baby shower.
Yeah.
As a single woman, I got to buy all my
I know,
things.
I know. And you've already bought all the
and
things you need.
I have to go to work.
I know.
Because no one else is going to pay my bills.
I know. I get it. I get it.
I better get a good crown in heaven.
I know. Yeah. I mean.
A better castle than others.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do
take that
bit.
Back when, if you married though, like.
Yeah, but he came later in my life. He's missed my 20s. Pretty much missed my 30s.
Your 20s were a disaster, let's be honest. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Excuse me?
Oh, you were difficult in the 20s, no.
You've been difficult in your 30s, 40s, and 50s.
I know, but that's 20s, me, and 10. I love me.
Oh, but that's just me.
I just love me.
That's just how God made me.
I'm a project. Oh. What am I going to say? Yeah, it's great. I have no problem with me.
Anyway.
But back to, like, I was like, man, my wife doesn't have anything to be stressed about. But then, like, we were talking about it, and she carries so much stress for other people. Like, she carries a great amount of stress for our daughter. She stresses out about me. Before her brother passed away, she was really stressed about him and his relationship with God and stuff like that. And, like, she carries this stuff, and her brain won't shut off when she's lying in bed at night. She's praying for people and thinking stuff, and it's just it's hard for her. And for me, I work, like, weird hours and stuff, and so, like, I'm always kind of tired. So my brain, when I go to bed, 9 times out of 10 shuts off immediately, and then I'm out. The nights when it won't shut off, that's when I get a glimpse into her every night, you know, and it's miserable. So.
Do y'all talk to each other?
At night?
Yeah, when you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Like, hey, are you asleep? No.
Yeah, every once in a while. Or usually in the morning, it's funny because we try to compare who slept less because we're like,
it's
oh, man. Well, we actually, it's funny because we literally will be like, I'll be like, oh, man, you were snoring last night. And she'll be like, oh, really? Yeah, so were you. And I'm like, yeah, I remember looking at the clock at like 1:30 and you were, she's like, yeah, I saw you at 3 o'clock in the morning just rolling around. And like, we're like chronicling how late we were each up and when we saw the other person not awake, you know? It's like a contest. We're trying to win, I guess. I don't know. What do you got for birthday situation?
No birthdays.
All right. And what do you got for weekend plans? Weekend plans. All right. Because my wife will ask me every day. I know it's not Friday, but she will ask me, what are Betty and Gavin doing? Mm-hmm. So let's start with Gavin.
I'm working tomorrow. And then I'm going to, I think, commit to rebuilding that
The thing you built wrong?
The thing I built wrong.
Good, you should.
Because it's going to take some,
you have to take it apart.
It's a full take apart.
That's okay.
So, but that's right. Okay.
It'll be good for you. Do you have all the tools?
Yeah, good learning experience, good for...
Is her dad going to be here?
Getting it done, yeah. So,
okay, that's why.
We're good.
Her dad's in town. Yep. He can show you how to rebuild it.
It'll be fun.
He'll end up doing it. Gavin will be like, oh, I hurt my thumb.
And do you need more lemonade, sir?
And then I've got to look into, because we do have the stroller, and I'm curious about, I don't think that needs to be built yet, because we have... A few months until
you
then,
got time.
But I've got to move some stuff into our shed. So.
Build the stroller and the pack and play earlier, so you know how to do it. I've seen people fight with strollers, and it's some of them are complicated, most of them are simple. But the pack and play, that thing that folds up into like that rectangular cube thing, oh my gosh, some of those are a disaster.
Like, I think I also want to get, I've heard that those are. I also want to get a handle on getting the car seat in the car.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be panicking come time.
Can I give you a trick?
Please.
Okay. This is the thing. This is how you do it. So you want the thing locked in really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're putting it in there before you put the baby in there, this is key. Do not have the baby in the car seat. You put your knee in the car seat. And you put all your weight into the car seat as you pull the seat belt down and you click it, and then you get it to go back. You take the slack back out, and then that way, when you release your weight, it comes up but just a very little bit, and it's locked in there solid. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Pro tip.
Dad tip.
Pro tip. Yep.
Love
that's
it.
That's
a good one.
Yep. A police officer taught me how to do that. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Back in the day when I was a new dad, and he's like, let me show you how to do this, sir. Like, okay, great.
And he called you sir, but he thought you were the mom.
Yeah, he said, ma'am. Ma'am, let me get this for you.
With your long hair.
It's funny because, yeah, I had long hair when we had Haley, and we have a picture of her and I in the same, like, baseball jersey. With both of us with long hair is
ma'am,
funny.
Ma'am, don't you worry. I know. I'm here to help.
I know, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't be too far along.
Where are you? Sad thing, I looked 9 months pregnant. Lady Rock, what are you doing?
You know, I have had this goal in my mind for maybe 2 weeks now, that I want to go through my whole closet. Ooh. And just start all over.
Okay.
So I have some things in there that have just been sitting there and I don't wear them anymore. Or there's something about it that I'm like, well, I need to put a little stitch here or there. And mm-hmm. It's like, I'm never going to do it. I just need to get rid of it.
You know what I love on this? People who love sustainability will love this because you are... providing the circle of life. Everything that came from Goodwill will go back to Goodwill. It's the circle of life.
And it moves the sun. Yes. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through my shoes.
Betty
all
has
that.
So many shirts. I'm like, oh, where'd you get that shirt? That's an interesting little logo thing. I don't know. I got it from Goodwill. Like,
yeah,
like,
I don't
like pay you them. Have no connection to it, which no. I think is really funny and unique.
But when you do get rid of things, do you plan on going and getting other new stuff, or
yes.
Is it going to be, because that's the thing that Haley will do, is that she'll go through a phase where she's like, I got to get rid of stuff. And mm-hmm. then I'm like, sweet, we need more room in the closet. And then yeah. a
and
month
you refill it.
But then a month later, I'm like, yeah. This is more full than when we tried to empty it.
Here's what my dream scenario is. I'm going to go through my shoes, I'm going to go through my clothes, and I'm going to get rid of probably 2 garbage bags full. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then
that's a lot.
If I have that much.
Clothing.
I know. If I have that Oof. Much. I'm not really sure if I have that much because my closet is not
I
big.
Can do that.
Anyway, I believe that.
Easy.
So then I'm going to – this is going to have to be a separate day because it's going to take a lot of mental capability from me to do it because I hate clothes shopping, is maybe go to the mall.
Ooh,
oh, just saying the words
yeah.
make me want to vomit
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah.
But I need to get the basics, okay? And thoughts and prayers already appreciated because I might go on another jean journey.
Oh, no.
Okay?
No.
Because the last jean journey
got, like,
I did was horrible,
yeah.
okay? And it just was not good. And I need to start over.
If you
okay?
just if you just know it going in that day, you're okay. My goal today is to
yes.
come out with minimum of 1, hopefully 2 pairs of jeans.
What my
and
dream
then you try
scenario
them all
would
on
be
then.
Right. My dream scenario would be I find a cut and a fit that I love,
yeah.
and they have it in
yeah.
every color,
yeah.
and I can just get them all.
Go to Abercrombie.
Right there. I don't even mind if yeah. I gotta pay like $50 per.
Yeah.
Per
jean. You'll make
because
them last.
They'll last, especially if I love them. So I need to get jeans. I need to get maybe a good pair of sneakers. I need to get like a good jacket. Just the basics.
I rotated all my shoes out. I had Adidas shoes for a long time and I loved them. They felt good. They were comfortable. And then I tried this pair of Vans, like they're more comfortable Vans, not their skater Vans. And I got rid of all of my Adidas, and mm-hmm. I replace them with all Vans. Mm-hmm. And then I have a feeling that eventually I'll replace all my Vans.
With orthopedics?
With Velcro shoes, yes. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I tend to get, like, the same of things that I like.
Yeah.
Like, my jeans, I have 4 pairs of the exact same pair of jeans because I
yeah.
like the way they fit, and mm-hmm. I like the color, and so I have those.
Count yourself blessed.
Yeah, who needs variants?
Not on jeans, no, because it's the same.
Count yourself
And then I have
blessed.
One pair of light jeans that I very rarely wear.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always have light jeans. But mm-hmm. If you come out of there, you just know it's going to stink, and it's just one day you're going to try on a billion pairs of jeans. You're not going to like 99% of them, but you're going to find that one.
Yeah, and I might get my mom to come with me and
That'd
just be
fun.
Like, I'll treat you to food. Just please walk with me and... calm me down.
Walk
when I'm
with me through
angry.
This jersey.
Yeah,
Psalms 23, this with me.
Yay
and
though.
Yay, though I walk through the valley of jeans.
I shall wear no evil.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the truth. I cannot stand the mall.
It's a bummer how
cannot.
Stressed you are about this. I love going to the mall.
Yeah.
I love shopping.
Well, you're with your people, your girls.
Yeah.
And they're like,
me and the
I'm
ladies?
Just in my jean era.
Jean era.
I'm just in my cookie era. They're going to go to the cookie store.
I wish I was in my jean era. I'm in stretchy pants heaven right now.
Yeah, when we were on the Compassion trip, there was this young guy, two young guys, Andrew and Jay Mike, mm-hmm. and they both wore like joggers that were kind of like the skinny joggers down to your ankle. I'm like, oh, that's a good look. And I have a couple pairs of those, but I very rarely wear them.
Oh, no.
I know, but I'm like, I think I want to get some more joggers.
Oh my gosh, we haven't even talked about this.
What?
So Wally tried a new look.
Oh, the Pastor Chad
you're
look.
You're copying Pastor Chad.
I freed my ankles, and
yes,
I loved
so
it.
So he started rolling his pants.
Yes,
can
above
he,
my ankles.
And it's shocking to me that he can even have room in his tight pants to roll them up.
Well, these
but
are,
he did.
The pair that I had were more of a, not a, a straight cut. They weren't the skinny jeans, so they were like the active pants.
Heaven forbid.
And so, yeah, I'd seen Chad roll his Target pants, and I'm like, at first I was like, that's odd. But then I'm like, you know what? That doesn't look that bad. And then when I did it and my ankles were freed, it was so hot down there, and my ankles were free, I was like, this is amazing.
Is it cool to you guys in here?
I know, and I loved it. Yeah, so I actually, I did. I copped to it. I'm like, Chad, I'm still feeling your free the ankles jean look or pant look, man.
Yeah, you gonna start wearing shorts to work now?
No. Just although kidding. I have good calves, I can do it. But like,
Gavin broke out the shorts yesterday.
Did he really?
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for not noticing. Good job.
You had shorts on yesterday?
Yeah. Good job not noticing.
That's
why
crazy.
Is that a good job for?
Because he's not looking at
right.
my legs.
Betty Rock wore. It's funny. Betty Rock wore shorts. Betty Rock never wears shorts.
I've seen her wear shorts once for moving.
Yeah. And then one time we did this workout video thing that we had to do, and that's the only time she's ever worn shorts. But it was so funny because on the trip she wore shorts on the last day, and she had leggings on underneath them.
I did because I knew I was going to get cold.
Now on a flight.
I was right.
But why'd you wear the shorts over the leggings? Because they were long shorts, and you always just wear the leggings anyway.
Well, here's the thing with being a girl.
Yeah.
I didn't shave my legs, okay? So I got that working
but
against me.
But you had
me.
Leggings, so it was covering that.
So
mostly.
I had the leggings, but I couldn't wear the leggings on their own because I didn't have a shirt long enough to cover my butt.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Okay. So I have to wear both.
Okay,
it's complicated.
I got you.
It is complicated. When I say it is good to be a guy,
sure.
it is because you can just wear whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Where with girls, you got to think about everything.
I get that. That's not fair.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to a wedding. I'm going to my nephew's wedding.
Yeah.
And so.
Have you spent any money?
Just on hotel and driving.
Are you going to pass a Buc-ee's?
And bugles. Yeah, we might. You want me to stop for something?
Yes, but what do I want?
I'm not guaranteeing that we'll stop, but tell me what you want. If I stop, then I will.
A new hat? Maybe a new shirt?
Oh, she wants clothing.
Oh, what in the world?
I was picturing a food order.
No,
you have a birthday coming up, too.
I don't want any taffy.
You do.
Okay, you have a birthday coming up. Is there any Buc-ee's gear you like?
Yeah.
What Buc-ee's gear does she not like?
Yeah, right?
She does wear the hat that I got her and the jacket that I got. Or did I get you the hat? I think I did. Well, maybe
no,
you
did. I did the
you
hat.
Had the hat.
You got me a t-shirt
and
then
sweat
that black jacket thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe.
Well, keep that in mind.
Just keep it in mind.
Chapstick, socks, pajama pants.
Okay. Oh, pajama pants?
Anything with Buc-ee.
Oh, well, that makes it easier.
A tumbler.
That's good. Remember the one year I did the whole Buc-ee's birthday for you? It was all Buc-ee's stuff?
Yeah,
that
was
Buc-ee's
last
paper.
Year.
Yeah.
A toilet seat cover. I'll take it.
Oh, my
it.
Goodness.
Really?
So
the cheesiest, the better. Oh, I love it. That's
the
sure.
less
easy.
Useful, the better.
A blow-up
yes.
yard
I tried to
thing?
Get that for you for Christmas.
Yeah, I have no place to put it.
I know. I was going to get that for you.
And all my cats would butcher it.
No, that lady that charged her Tesla out of her apartment across from you. You could run an outside Buc-ee's thing.
I'm sure my neighbors would love,
love that. You're like, oh, there goes the neighborhood.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's all I'm doing. But then it's funny because my wife goes, hey, do you want me to, she texted me the other day. She's like, do you want me to get some snacks for the trip? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So sugar wafers, pretzels, and bugles. So we get home and I see the sugar wafers and the pretzels on the table.
Where are the bugles?
And I said, oh, there were no bugles? That's weird. And she goes, oh, no, there was just a giant family bag. I'm like, and the problem? And my daughter looks at me. She goes, I told her. And I said, why didn't you get them? And she goes, because we already have some. But I'm like, they're old. And
I can't have old bugles.
No.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm like, we can take the bugles
Your
out of
standards.
The giant bag and put them in a Ziploc bag. Like, why would we not do the bugles? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I don't know why, but it was bothering me. And so my daughter's getting there, sitting there getting to watch this unfold. And I said, okay, look. And I'm trying to say this without an attitude or with anger in my voice, but if you're going to ask me what I want and then not do it.
Oh, tell me about
that's it. That's worse than not asking me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes. I know, right?
This world's not
right.
fair.
You're looking at me like I do this to you, but yes. I don't think I do.
Well, when you
how?
Well, because when you're like, I want to think about you. I want to put you first, all these things.
Yeah.
And then I will ask you to do certain things like, okay, but I gave you a sticker. Uh-huh. I gave you a sticker yeah. with chewing with your
yeah.
mouth closed.
Yeah.
Okay. And you started doing that. Yeah. But.
Walk into our office right now. Walk in there. What are you going to find? My heater's off.
Your heater's off?
Yeah. You asked me to turn the heater off.
I am going to give you a sticker,
and
sir.
And because.
It's so easy for him.
Your. That this is what happens when you're a horrible person, Gavin.
Yeah,
it's easier.
Those bars set really, yeah. really low.
It's tough.
No, but I prioritized mm-hmm. your comfort
you did.
Ahead of mine because I'm always a little chilled in the office. And so I turned it off so that you could be comfortable.
I do appreciate
See?
That. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we're good. I don't ignore you.
Oh, no, you don't ignore me. No. No.
No, I try to help out.
Yeah.
But then my wife, it was bothering her. And so today she's like, I'm going to the store getting you bugles. I'm like, perfect. Should have done it yesterday. No.
Did you?
No. Gosh, no. I'm not an idiot.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Moving on.
In my head, that's what I was texting.
Well, if you had done that to her, like if you had said, hey, I'm stopping at so-and-so. Do you need anything? And yeah. then you came home without that thing because
yeah.
you were like, well, you have some. They're just.
Well, here's what's funny. Because yesterday she was coming home with. Pizza, and she likes Dr. Pepper with her pizza.
Ooh,
but she
yep.
puts her Dr. Pepper in the freezer 10 minutes before so it gets really cold. So I'm at home, I'm playing my driving game, and she is coming home with lunch, and she goes, hey, would you put my Dr. Pepper in the freezer like in 2 minutes from now? And so I'm like, okay. So I'm doing my driving game. It clocks in halfway through the first lap, and I see it's at 2 minutes. I'm halfway point. So I go, okay, when I get past this lap, I'll hit pause. That's exactly 2 minutes mm-hmm. and 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So at 2 minutes and 20 seconds,
nice.
I go and
it's
I put her, I pause. I put her thing in the thing, and she comes home, and I'm sitting there racing, and she looks at Haley, my daughter, and she's like, this is probably why my Dr. Pepper is not in the freezer. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, ma'am. Open that freezer. Open it now. Okay? This is why you asked and I delivered, unlike the bugles.
And you say your daughter's dramatic and you're not sure where she got
I
it.
I do not know. No
something,
clue.
Something theatrical about
yeah. No
that
clue
whole moment.
Where she gets that. Huh.
Bugle All gate. Right.
98. All right, that's going to do it for our aftercast. We'll be back with a live aftercast again on Monday. So I'm sorry we're not here tomorrow, but have a great weekend and enjoy your Friday.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.